Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this graphic says that the average woman has had sex with over 1,000 men before reaching the age of 30. Obviously this isn't true, but if it were, then she's no longer a woman. She's the town bicycle. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and she's actually the road, because only a road could handle that much traffic. I think today's average is closer to 50 to 100, especially with so many of them raised by single mothers these days. Most admit to only 7 by the time they turn 25, and you know it's probably 3 times higher. Up next, this seems to happen a lot. Single moms offering up sex in a relationship, but it's just a ruse to get you to take care of her kids and finances. The better question to ask is, why can't strong, independent women just do it themselves? It's probably because they aren't, and the strong, independent women script is just a lie. Their independence goes full Schrodinger. It both is and isn't at the same time. Number 3 looks like Playboy's dead. Here's Trisha Paytas, gracing its cover. She's 36, but looks closer to 46. She's got millions of followers on YouTube and other social media platforms, and that's probably why they put her on there, hoping that some of her fans would subscribe to Playboy. Either that or she paid to be on the cover. It's a decent strategy, but it damages their brand to put fatties on there. She was big 10 years ago and has only gotten fatter since then, all Holstein beefy and thick. Moving on, is He-Man updated for modern audiences? I really hope that's just a dad bod. But if not, we might as well call him He-Him-Man. Either that or She-Man. Looks like he's been touched by the power of Gay Skull. And here's the outcome after only 9 months. Looks like Skeletor has secured his skull line. In the Thundercats version of this, Lino has the Sword of Ovaries instead of the Sword of Omens, and he's asking it to give him sight beyond sight. Number 5, why are women so risk-averse when it comes to Bitcoin? Here's one telling this guy he doesn't know anything about investing, and he's gonna go broke. The male Bitcoin holder has outperformed every single financial advisor and hedge fund manager on the planet, simply by holding Bitcoin. Women just aren't risk takers unless, of course, they went out a couple months ago and bought some Hawk 2 tokens. Haley Welch is cooperating with lawyers now, and I hope she gets sued. Up next, this missing Congresswoman Kay Granger hasn't been seen in 6 months, and she was found living in a dementia care facility. Her children didn't say anything so that she could keep on collecting her paycheck. Just another day with another confused old person in power. We don't need a geriatric government. I say let the old people stay, but give them a cognitive test every 6 months to a year. Kinda how they force people in Canada to take driving tests every 2 years after they turn 80. Number 7, who do you think would win in a boxing match? Big Mike on the left or discount Pee Wee Herman Justin Trudeau on the right? Obviously Big Mike, because he pegs people for fun. But in all fairness, Trudeau would have no issues submitting to his new black master. Mike is now sitting while Trudeau is sitting as if he isn't a man. Then again, maybe this is a promotional poster for the new Bosom Buddies film. Moving on, if it requires the labor of others, then it's not a human right. Yeah, try telling that to women. They see men that walk away from the relationship plantation as thieves, depriving other women of the very things they need to survive in this world. But is this really true in things like housing and food, a basic human right? How about healthcare? I strongly believe that if you want rights, you need to take on responsibilities. If you're not physically or mentally capable of that, then basic food and housing can be a right. Number 9, how big of a simp do you have to be when your wife makes you close your eyes during the Oppenheimer sex scene? Talk about being jealous and insecure. What is she, his mother, and covering his eyes like he's a 10-year-old boy or something? In this day and age, when we have fapping material available in our pockets 24/7, why would people worry about a bad love scene in a film? I bet this guy's wife monitors what he watches on his phone, computer, and television as well. Up next, here's what we used to look for in a woman, and then there's what we look for today. The Adam's apple. Unfortunately, guys still need to be careful because trans women are getting tracheal shaves or apples Adam reduction surgery. Some men also have barely noticeable ones. Careful out there, guys, because there are many women in the dating pool that have an Adam's apple as big as your balls. These days, it's hard to know for sure unless you look under the hood. Number 11, a Texas man's ex-girlfriend unloaded a boomstick on him, trying to end him, and she holds grudges and has been recently released from prison. He's worried about his safety and wants her put back in jail. Of course, this is in Texas, so he should probably get a concealed carry permit. That's what I would do, and I would stay as low-key as possible if I thought she would be trying to end me again. Even if she does end him, the state still won't care. Moving on, White Guild Wednesday here is wondering if braids like this are appropriating Native American culture. Aren't we in 2025 now? Isn't this sort of woke garbage finally over? I think it's even worse, though. Looks like she's appropriating gypsy culture. Or is it ancient Western Chinese culture with this mummy that's 4,000 years old? Also, the Vikings had braids 1,000 years before North America was even discovered. Number 13 women these days are complaining that they're lonely and there's a female loneliness epidemic. Yes, but they're only lonely for Chad. The rest of the men are invisible to them. Women want you to see them as a victim because a 1% man won't actually get together with them. This is all about self-victimization to gain attention. They aren't lonely, they typically have tons of friend zone simps and orbiters in the friend zone to entertain them. It's only once they're in their 40s and beyond do they start feeling lonely. Up next, here's what the Statue of David looked like after it was returned from the United States after only 3 years. Looks like they're going to have to chip it back down to size. Why is it that Americans are gaining so much weight in recent decades? Is it from the car culture and lack of walkable neighborhoods? Maybe it's because of all the fructose corn syrup and everything. Whatever it is, Americans' longevity is declining for the first time. Number 15, this guy says that he only dates black girls because he hates meeting fathers. This doesn't really make sense to me. I don't think it's about race, but instead about if you're high integrity or not. Not gonna lie though, that girl looks kinda cute. Is she supposed to be a black-faced Debbie Gibson or something? Overall, this is cold-blooded, but still pretty funny. Moving on, we have the evolution, or should I say de-evolution, of Misty Lohman. The poor woman suffering from lupus, bone cancer, and the loss of her 3 children. That's enough to make any woman transform into a female version of Gollum. I'm sure the right guy's out there for her, and is probably thinking to himself, I can fix her. She looks like Shaggy on fentanyl. If you think she looks bad, then just imagine what happened to Scoob. Number 17, Stephanie complains that girls get friend-zoned too. The only difference is the guy will still sleep with them. I guess guys get friend-zoned and women get sex-zoned. Many of them want a high-value man to commit to them so they can parade him around to their family and friends like some sort of show pony. The messed up thing is they'll still sleep with the guys that sex-zone them, hoping for more, just like most guys that get friend-zoned will keep talking to the woman, hoping that she eventually wants more too. Up next, the recent winner of the Powerball won $2 billion, but only took home $628 million after taxes. Don't you just love the IRS? But to be fair, they took a billion-dollar lump sum payment and then paid 37% tax on that money. Looks like both Israel and Ukraine need that money more than the lottery winners, it seems. Taxation is theft, especially when those taxing you don't even spend the money efficiently, and just waste it on government programs to buy themselves more votes. Number 19, I think we can feel this one. A man's angry girlfriend shoves 12 screws up his schwing-schwing after he passes out drunk. This is attempted murder. I'd imagine he can't urinate. If that's the case, then he could easily die. Also, how drunk do you have to be to not feel if someone is doing this to you? All I have to ask is this woman his ex-girlfriend now? Because if she is, I'm sure I can date and fix her. On second thought, obviously, there's no fixing this. Did they get the screws out with a giant magnet or something? Moving on, what in the name of cultural appropriation is this? I guess you either get replaced by an Indian CEO or you live long enough to see yourself become the Indian CEO. This is probably his World Economic Forum costume. Either that or this is what you look like when you let your wife pick your outfits. He could have had any cute woman in the world and instead he simped out for this woman that looks like a man in a dress. Number 21, I don't know who this is, but if you look carefully, you can see Homer Simpson in this image. Gee, I never realized that the Simpsons had titty eyes before. Maybe that's why the show has been popular this long. Now I absolutely cannot see it. Remember that someone stared at this gross photo long enough to see that and was then cruel enough to share that information with the rest of us. Up next, name a TV show that was canceled too soon. I'll name 3. Firefly, Mindhunter, and Raised by Wolves. There are so many great shows that were ended way too soon, or worse yet, didn't receive a satisfying ending. One that definitely needs to be ended properly using AI one day is Game of Thrones. I also like Stargate Universe and wish that it was never canceled either. What shows were your favorite that got pulled? Number 23, and speaking of something that should be canceled, but it won't, is Snow Brown and the Seven Dorks. If Disney had competent casting directors, it would look more like this. Obviously, Gal Gadot is way too old to play Snow White. Maybe Sydney Sweeney would have been a lot better. Or better yet, find some unknown 20-year-old McDonald's cashier to play the part. Moving on, what do you get when you have a drama teacher, journalist, and environmental activist running a country? The disaster that is Canada. When Trudeau first took power, Canada's GDP was equal to America's. After that, it immediately diverged, and the currency crashed over the last decade, and people stopped investing in the country. This is what happens when you elect the bastard son of a banana republic dictator who enjoys wearing blackface and watching Taylor Swift. This was also spotted during Christmas in British Columbia. Number 25 and the last one, what's the difference between these two images? Nothing. They're the same image. Who knows, she's probably got 50 plus bodies for sure. Girls like this haven't figured out that men now see piercings, tattoos, and bangs as red flags. Imagine how dumb you have to be to tattoo the devil between your junglies. This is simple yet effective. Might be the meme of the year. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.